Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years, often by the ghosts of doubt and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the land I hold today. I am drinking from the fountain where I never would abide, for I've satisfied. Well, there's no thirsting for life's pleasures or a dawning rich and gay. For I've trod the way before thee and the glory
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
As I continue my series of the Battle of Gog, I want to say to every one of you how much I appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. Hope you are staying healthy and well. This past year has been very turbulent and troublesome, with this corrupt and fraudulent administration forcing COVID vaccinations upon adults and now children. Also, this administration and radical socialistic Democratic Party has been forcing critical race theory, CRT, also known as SEL, social emotional learning, into our public school systems, which is a complete abomination. Hyperinflation has been horrendous since this senile and demonic president has taken office. The constant threat of shortages of all sorts is constantly looming over us. Also, the constant flood of illegal immigrants coming over our borders and the rapid rise of violence on our streets is another sign the Antichrist Party is in control. This may not be the Antichrist, but the Apostle John warned us that there are many antichrists already in the world. This antichrist spirit that exists in Washington, D.C. today is the atheistic Communist Party. Biden and most of the Democratic politicians and some Republicans have sold their soul to the devil. The communists will be the impetus for this Battle of Gog found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. As this dispensation winds down, these are significant events that are prophesied to befall the earth. Again, the title of today's message is The Battle of Gog. This will be a real-life event that Ezekiel prophesied many millenniums earlier. Discovering the details of this future event is paramount to understanding and differentiating the many future events that are still to unfold as our Lord's second coming is nigh. There is also in Scripture the mention of the Battle of Armageddon, which we find in Revelation chapter 16. Is this the same battle as the Battle of Gog that Ezekiel prophesied, or is it different? What are the similarities and what are the differences? That will be my objective in this series, to disclose the subtleties of these prophecies. We will also look at the Psalm 83 war and the war prophesied at the end of the Messianic Kingdom age, also labeled Gog and Magog. So please listen intently as I continue to untangle these prophecies. And remember, Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Have a happy new year. The Battle of Gog, Part 8.
The more literal I have gotten in the Word of God and studying the literalness of the Bible, they're going to be a Calvary. So what happened to all those tanks? The big talk in the last 20 years, less than 20 years, is being an EMP. Oh, America's power could be knocked out by an EMP. Our enemies could knock out the whole electrical grid in this country with an EMP. That has been the big talk. How do we protect our electrical grid? And so possibly all electronics could be hampered, and they just come in on horses. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land. Notice the Lord says, my land. Israel is my land, that the heathen may know me. When I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servant the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them, and it shall come to pass at the same time that Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath. Remember, I think it was about a year ago in Bible study, we talked about all the fire of God that's spoken of in the Word of God. And how God burned Israel just like God burns California and Colorado. There's a parallel there. God is trying to get Israel's attention in the Old Testament. God is trying to get America's attention with the endless, endless, endless forest fires and wildfires in California and Colorado and other parts of that out west there. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. A great shaking. So that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake in my presence. Now that sounds like a big earthquake, doesn't it? That sounds like a big earthquake. Just raise your hand. How many have pets? When there's a major storm outside, does your pet get frantic? When there's thunder and lightning nearby, does your pet go crawl under a piece of furniture? We don't have earthquakes, so you don't know, but if there's a tornado or something like that, have you seen animals get fearful? and shall shake in my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. Now, Jerry and I, my father-in-law, he took us out to Yellowstone National Park many years ago, and he and I hiked in the Grand Tetons. And I never seen such sharp, jagged rocks in my life. And I'm telling you, these verses came to my mind. I said, Lord, I don't shake, don't have a big earthquake right now. I don't want these big boulders and this mountain to come down on my head. I remember thinking that as I'm hiking on the trail. I said, that could be very feasible. That could be very feasible. And I can understand that it makes so much sense. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. He's going to bring confusion, as it happened multiple times in the scriptures. They're going to start slaying one another. They're going to be traumatized by the earthquake, and they're going to kill one another. It happened with Gideon when he had his 300 men who had the pitcher and a sword, and they broke the pitcher, and the men turned on one another. The enemy turned on one another and killed one another and ran off. And there was another battle also very similar to that, where all the men turned and killed one another. In the scriptures, verse 22, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his band. So he's going to bring plagues and death and blood and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain. So there's going to be a flood of rain, like what going to happen in Louisiana, 10 inches of rain in just a matter of a short few hours, or maybe even more. And great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Well, this is a different defeat than the battle of Armageddon. God is using natural causes here to destroy this army that comes against Israel. And then go to verse in chapter 39, and it tells us, let's go to verse 7. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers. Now notice, Israel is doing this. This can't be the battle of Armageddon, because 2/3 of the people in Israel are going to die in the battle of Armageddon just before the Lord returns, and 1/3 is going to flee the city. And then Jesus is going to come and set up his kingdom. So this battle has to be different, because Israel here is going to basically clean up the debris of weaponry that is left behind from the destruction and the defeat of this army. And it says, and they shall dwell in the cities of Israel, shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. 7 years they're going to be doing this. well, this is not going to be happening in the millennium. So this has got to happen. And it can't happen at the beginning of the 7-year tribulation, because in the middle of the tribulation is abomination of desolations, and the Israelites are told to flee. So this has to happen. This goes back, and this is why we're learning this, is because it justifies the fact. And you go back, I mean, you go down here, and it stinks. The land stinks. That people who are traveling, they're going to smell this stench of the land and this odor of all this dead bodies and things. And Israel's going to be burning these things for years. So it justifies the fact that there's going to be, and you can overlay the whole return from Mount Sinai to Jericho, that is not only historical, it's prophetical, because Mount Sinai mirrors the rapture, and then the 40-year space of time before the 7-year tribulation, and at the beginning of that 40 years, you're going to have this Psalm 83 war, and you're going to have the war of Gog and Magog. Now, think for a minute. And this, I couldn't understand this. If Gog and Magog was not the Battle of Armageddon, they're only 7 years apart. That's a lot of people to die, and then you go do it again in 7 years? But man's short-term memory in 40 years, plus the ability to rebuild an army, because you're going to have a whole nother crop of children and young people growing up in 40 years. The nations will be rebuilded. And so then the Antichrist can put together a world army to come against Israel. And you'll have, short-term memory, the short-term memory of humans, they'll forget that. You don't repeat history. You don't teach it. You don't say, man, we got our hide whipped when we went up against Israel. And you don't teach that in the schools, just like we don't teach the Constitution in the classroom anymore, and what our whole independence as a nation is, and we don't teach what real money is, how quickly we forget what it is. And we got a whole generation of snot running nose adults who think socialism is a great way to live. And they love the Russian communist system. And so they're going to, the Antichrist will generate an army again in that end of that 40-year period of time to go against Israel. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? So Gog is a separate battle. Now, I'm of the strong opinion that these things are going to occur after the rapture. They're not going to occur before the rapture, because then it would give you, the Lord talks about the first part of his coming is coming as a thief in the night. He comes down to the clouds, and he blows a trumpet and the voice of an archangel, and he calls his saints up. Those who are watching and praying, and those who are ready. And he's coming as a thief. And that's why he tells us to be ready, to be watching our house, to get our house in order. For me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. I listened to a video, another video of a military person telling all military people, you better get your house in order real soon, you better get your house in order. And he's telling military people to get their house in order because of what may be coming down. And so we're to get our house in order and be ready for the return of the Lord. And I believe that the rapture, there's other prophecy teachers that have said the same thing. There is no prophecy to be fulfilled up before the rapture. The only prophecy that's going to be fulfilled in all of Scripture at this point in time, the next fulfillment of prophecy is the rapture. And then after the rapture, all these things will take place and be fulfilled after the rapture. And so that fits in line. So, and you go in, let's go verse 10 here in chapter 39 of Ezekiel. And that, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons of fire. Now, you think of all our military might. In this day and age, can you think of anything made of wood? Everything's made of steel, iron, special materials, synthetic materials, burn the weapons of fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord God. That's not going to happen in the Battle of Armageddon. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel. Graves in Israel. What happens to the Antichrist who forms the Battle of Armageddon? He doesn't have a grave. He's thrown into the lake of fire alive with the false prophet. Alive, the Lord takes him and then takes the dragon and lock chains him up into the bottomless pit. And it says here, and Gog, a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And that's speaking of the Dead Sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. This is where you're going to need your face shield. This is where you're going to need your nose masks. You need a gas mask because the stench that's going to come up from the ground and from the dead bodies that are laying on the ground is going to be deafening. Will be death. It will be so nauseating. It will be disgusting. You'll be holding your nose. And they shall spoil those that spoil them. Let's see, I'm down here at... And it shall stop the nose of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the Valley of Hamagog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown. A famous day. It'll be a famous day. It will be a day of celebration, in a sense, for the Israelites. That I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God, and they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. Now this is interesting, verse 15. And the passengers that pass through the land, when they seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it. You know what comes to my mind? You know, you all watch those cop shows, thank you. Cop shows, that's what you're thinking like me. Cop shows, and they have all those little placards that they put around all the bullet shells and all the bodies and all the evidence. They have all those little markers that they put down there. That's what that reminds me of, those markers. People are going to be, oh, there's a bone, there's a finger bone. Put a marker there, and somebody will come up and gather it up and bury it. Verse 15, the passengers that pass through the land, when they and he seeth a man's bones, then shall he set up a sign by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamanah. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come gather yourselves on every side of my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Now that part is very similar to what's going to happen in the Battle of Armageddon. You read the end of chapter 19 in the book of Revelation, and they call... I just saw this, putting this message together. Here's my Bible right here. I was like, where did I put my Bible? All right, you're getting tired. All right, you got to laugh. Go to Revelation. Keep your finger there in Ezekiel. Don't lose your place in Ezekiel. But Revelation 19. I didn't notice this until I put this message together. There's two suppers spoken of in the book of Revelation 19. Two suppers. Verse 9 of Revelation 19, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. So that's the marriage supper of the Lamb that we're looking for. And here's the second supper. Verse 17, and I saw an angel standing on the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.